I love our next guest. I've known her for a long time. She's got a great book out called The Superfood Swap. You can go to her website, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. She is a registered dietitian, and she's going to yell at you because you've been drinking too much during self-quarantine. It is Dawn Jackson Blattner. How are you?
Well, hello, Pete. How are you?
We'll get to the drinking in a second, but would you like to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day?
Oh, my gosh. How great is that? Yes, it's Nancy Jackson. She is the most creative, high-energy person out there. And you know what? The only thing you can say to this woman is thank you. You know what I mean? It's just like she gives and gives and gives. Thank you.
I love that. You know, we were talking about mom recipes earlier, Dawn. Is there a recipe that sticks out in your head from your mother growing up?
Oh, my gosh. We would watch the Bears, okay? And every single Bears game, she would have this bean dip, which was just canned beans mixed with chopped up onions, and she'd warm that up, and we'd eat it with chips and cheese. And that is like, when I think about my childhood, I think about the bean dip and the Bears.
How much sodium was in that bean dip?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can imagine a good amount. It was one tasty little dip.
I've been texting you for the last week, and we had to get you on because, you know, you're in self-quarantine, and we have cocktail hour now because everyone's at home. Hey, how about some wine with dinner? Let's have a vodka here and there, maybe a beer. We're all over drinking, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and I noticed you said cocktail hour. No, it's cocktail hours. You know, that is plural. Yeah, I mean, everybody's having, like, these virtual happy hour Zooms that start at, like, 3 or 4, and then it goes into the nighttime. And I do love that you use my text, like, when you're texting me, really as just, like, a confessional of all of the tacos and drinks that you have. It's like, you know, come into my office, Pete. Tell me what you've done.
Right. Everything in life to me comes down to a numbers game. And when you're doing cocktail hour, let's say you're having a beer that's 100 calories. But if you do that four nights a week, that's 400 extra calories a week, which is 1,200 extra calories a month. We're all going to start gaining weight if we keep this up.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to alcohol, honestly, it's really a conversation more about it being a drug, and it's actually a poison to our liver. I mean, I don't mean to be dramatic or anything or, like, rain on anyone's parade or be a big, you know, buzzkill or whatever, but I mean, truly and truly, part of what the whole part of moderation is not even calories as much as it is. I mean, it is a poison to our liver. It does take a lot for us to process that. So, you know, I'm all about drinking, but the moderate amount of, you know, one drink, maybe two for men, I think that's really the key here. And, you know, for a lot of people, like you said, yes, beyond that, it does boil down to a lot of calories, but, you know, even when you think about it, you get a little more loose with your food decisions, too. So it's not just the calories in the drink, you know, it's the calories of the food that it doesn't seem like that big of a deal anymore after you're, like, a little bit loosened up from a drink or two, you know, to have a second helping of that or a bigger portion of that, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's interesting that you say that. So I had this conversation with my wife this week. We had ice cream sandwiches in the refrigerator for about 3 days, and they're gone. And I noticed. I noticed that my son had two for breakfast on Thursday. And I'm like, wait a second, we can't have this stuff in the house because Charlie is going to walk downstairs. We're all working from home. My wife is in one bedroom. Charlie's in his bedroom. I'm in the kitchen. And if I'm on a phone call, he comes downstairs and we're just snacking all day. We need to cut that stuff out.
Well, I'll tell you, what a life, you know, two ice cream sandwiches for breakfast. That's a fun life. But here's the truth of the matter. I mean, even if we're eating things that aren't our usual fare, the most important thing, and you know that I believe this in my heart, this is the most important behavior any of us can do, is just make sure that we're eating it like we mean it from a table, plate, and share situation, right? Not just like wandering around with ice cream sandwiches and eating out of containers in the, you know, fridge and cabinets and then having snacks, you know, by our computer and then eating by the couch. You know, it's real sloppy and it makes us feel really bad. And it's not just like the type of food we're eating that makes us feel bad. It's how we are eating it. So I honestly think if what we did is we really committed to table, plate, share, even if it's kind of junky stuff, you would feel better about it. And in fact, you would eat less if it was plated like that.
Why is that? I had a buddy that got divorced and he was living on his own. He was standing up and eating. He gained 20 pounds. and he started sitting down and eating, and he lost all the weight again. Do we eat faster when we're standing up, or do we slow down when we're sitting down? How does this work?
Yeah, it really is just a mindless thing, right? So when we're standing up and we're multitasking and we're hanging out at the fridge and we're watching television, it's just, you know, you can't keep track. And so when you can't keep track, you don't know if you're feeling full. You don't know if you liked what you ate. You're like, I don't even remember if I ate. And so maybe you have another meal on top of it.
Right.
You know, and so when you actually sit with food plated and you look at it, there's like a feedback loop. And your eyes say, oh my gosh, look, there's a whole plate of food there. You eat it. You're chewing it. You're more mindful, and in fact, you enjoy it more. So it's not just about like the dietitian in me saying, oh, you know, hey, you're going to eat less if you sit down. It's also your enjoyment factor goes up. So you need to eat less because you're liking it.
Right. I think one of the things that we try to do and a lot of families try to do is to have dinner together where you're sitting down and actually having conversation at night, and especially during this self-quarantine. It's giving people that FaceTime, and life has slowed down. So that's probably a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you think about, you know, this is being, you know, a real world pandemic. This is a crisis, right? But there are some silver linings, some wonderful things happening out of it. Like, for example, you know, people cooking more at home and, like you said, gathering and eating more and actually having conversations. You know, part of it is like, you know, what do you even say to each other? You know, so like looking even online for prompts, like communication prompts, so that you're not just all zoning out. Eating together at the TV, you know,
like right.
Eating together and talking is really, yeah, I mean, it really is a very beautiful thing. And I do hope that's one of the things we've learned and continue forward, you know, after all of this.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner, registered dietitian, on the phone with us. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. You always preach everything in moderation. Today is Mother's Day. A lot of us, including us, are going to be making steak on the grill. How do we not? I beat up myself when I have steak. I want to get past that because I love it so much, but I don't eat it on a regular basis. But today, I'm already thinking about it. I'm already thinking about my workouts this week, how I'm going to work off the steak. But I can't wait to have the steak, if that makes sense. It's kind of it's a weird dynamic.
It totally makes sense. First of all, I hate the word moderation. It's so boring, isn't it? But it is the truth. I mean, I also say all foods fit, but some fit better than others. I mean, let's just be honest, right?
Right.
And so when it comes to something like a steak, which I didn't know was like the universal food of Mother's Day, by the way. when did that happen? I don't know. Where's the memo? But actually, we are having steak tonight, too. So I guess maybe there is something to that. But nonetheless, you know, it's just making sure that when you eat it, you're rounding it out. It's not really about the food you're eating. It's about the ratios in which you eat it. So if you're just sitting down and having a big pile of steak, like, not the best, right?
Okay.
If you're having, like, steak and you're having a little potato and you're having a lot of vegetables, so say that's vegetables on the grill or a big salad or something, and in the context of the meal, it's a little steak, a little potato, a lot of veggies. Now, that is a healthy meal. It's about the ratios or the big picture rather than the individual foods. That truly, truly, truly is the answer.
I love having salad. We're having a big salad tonight, but people put too much stuff in their salads, especially the salad dressing, which is evil.
Oh, gosh. I will say it is true that pretty soon a salad, after you put like dried fruit, candied nuts, like all the dressings, all the cheese, you know, everything, you're right, that they do get out of hand. So, you know, the moral of the story is if a salad is supposed to be sort of like, you know, in addition to something like a steak and delicious potatoes, it's keeping it what we call in our house a simple salad where, you know, it's a little bit of dressing, some veggies, and like not having to go all out that there's 30 million things in there.
Are you okay with almonds or some type of nut in your salad?
Oh, absolutely. You know, part of what I think about is I call them fat toppers. And so it's like making sure that you're picking one or two of your favorite fat toppers. So, for example, I love cheese in my salad. So when I'm doing cheese, which is, you know, fatty food, I will put vinegar in it instead of salad dressing. So it's like cheese and vinegar makes like sort of a good dressing. So that's my one fat there. Or if I'm doing something like nuts, maybe I'll put nuts and a little bit of dressing. So I might use a little bit less to get, you know, multiple things that I like in my salad. And here's the key, and you must know this because you're a good eater, really, is You got to chop up the salad. If you have big pieces of lettuce, and it's just, who wants to eat a big jumbo piece of lettuce? No, chop it up, and you actually need less dressing when it's all sort of chopped up and mixed together. You know this, right?
It is so true. Yes. I love arugula because you can put it on sandwiches. You can make it into a salad, but it looks like a weed, but I love it. My son hates it. So we have like four different types of lettuce. My wife likes the romaine. My son just, he'll eat most of anything, but he hates arugula. I love arugula. Is there a difference between the romaine and the arugula lettuce?
I mean, they're all very good for you, and romaine is actually better than iceberg, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, the darker the green, the better, so you win with the arugula because it really is a darker green. Now, one of the things that I think is so funny is, really, you've got a lettuce and green struggle at your household. That is some very, like, controversial greens. I love it.
It's the weirdest thing. We dig in on certain things, and that's it. Yeah, that's one of them. Why is iceberg lettuce bad for you? I mean, on the lettuce scale.
Yeah, it's really not bad for you. It does have vitamin C. It has tons of water, so it's hydrating. It has potassium. It's not like an evil food by any means, but it's one of those things where if you have a choice, trying to do something like an iceberg with some spinach thrown in or an iceberg with some arugula thrown in, if you absolutely love iceberg, you're going to get more nutrition. But so it's not a bad food. It's just you can do better, you know.
Right. I get it. I do love arugula. Are you an arugula person?
Well, I think that you should become like the national arugula spokesperson, because who's really talking about arugula?
Nobody. Everybody. We have Dave Ennett, who's in the morning here. He talks about kale so much. I feel like arugula is in the kale family, but it tastes so much better.
I love that. You know what? Yeah, so you become the arugula spokesperson. I love it. I think it has a great flavor. The other green that really is a superfood, it's one of the highest antioxidant greens that really gets no love, is watercress. It's actually in the store. Most people have never seen it, but it's like in a bag, like a salad mix. And it's very high in antioxidants, very, very good for you. It tastes great. So next time you see it at the store when you're popping in and out, or if you're on Instacart, you know, buying your groceries online, see if they have watercress. I think you guys will, maybe that will be the green that pulls you together as a family.
Do you frown upon that? Don't they have that in a jar too? They have it in the produce, but don't they have the watercress in the jar?
Oh, those are water chestnuts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up.
I love that. I do. You know what? The water chestnuts are right next to those mini corns. Like, it's mini corns, water chestnuts in, like, the stir fry. You know what I mean?
What do you do with those mini corns besides put them in Chinese food?
I don't know. I can't even look at them. They're too weird to me. I don't know about them. I don't know.
But they taste so good with Chinese food. Dawn, I'm going to have you hold on. I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, the biggest problem I think a lot of people have is that side dish. So you have the main plates. What can we do with the sides? We talked about the salad, but I want to help you. I want you to help us with side dishes, if that makes sense. Okay?
Sure.
DawnJacksonBlattner.com. She is a registered dietitian. More with her next on 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. Our phone number on the phone with us, registered dietitian Dawn Jackson Blattner. And I do want to mention, you need to follow Dawn. You've had these pantry parties on Instagram that have been fantastic. Can you tell people about those?
Yeah. So here's the deal about pantry party. People are going to the grocery store less. They're cooking more at home, and nobody wants to waste anything. So I was like, hey, I need to give some inspiration for what we're going to do, because I'm pretty sure we're all going to get super bored of whatever we're making at home. So I have a guest on every single weekday at noon Central Time on my Instagram to help give us a little bit of inspiration and fun and positivity about what we could be making with what we already have in our pantry, fridge, and freezer.
Are you cooking every night?
We are cooking every night. Now, sometimes, though, you know, cooking is like, let me put that in air quotes, you know, like it'll be, you know, leftovers all thrown in a bowl together or something like that, you know. So it's not always fancy time USA in my house. But, yeah, I mean, we're making something most of the time, except for, you know, there's restaurants in our neighborhood that we love and we want to support. So we have been doing maybe about once every 7 to 10 days, we've been doing some sort of takeout from a place we just love and want to support.
Right. We've been doing the exact same thing. All right. Let's talk about side dishes. This is a huge problem for a lot of people. They have the main course, the salad. Can you help us with some side dishes?
All right. So when I think about what we're all sort of screwing up, I mean, you know, on a positive note, we're screwing stuff up with our food. And it's mostly we're not eating enough vegetables. So, like, you know, yes, a salad is great, but people don't have a salad necessarily every single night or feel like one every single night. So really trying to focus on side dishes that are vegetable-based but still fun. So, like, for example, I am a huge fan of either mashed cauliflower or rice cauliflower. I mean, mashed cauliflower is like mashed potatoes. It's awesome. It's delicious. And then cauliflower rice, you can make it all different styles. So you can make it like lemon dill style, or you could make it like cilantro lime style. I think there's a lot you can do with sort of that fun cauliflower side, whether it's mashed or rice. And then you could do things like, you know, I lean into anything that's fry shaped. So I love like zucchini wedges that kind of looks like, you know, fries with little Parmesan cheese on there, or I call them green beans and carrot fries, where I, you know, cut up carrots and green beans to look like fries, and then I call them fries. And so, yeah, fine, it's just carrots and green beans, but if you call them fries, you know, it's like a little more fun. And then, you know, I think the topping on vegetables is the missing piece, is that a lot of times people think that they don't like vegetables. Well, they're eating canned or overcooked vegetables, but if you roast them or grill them and have a good sauce. And like, what is a good sauce? There's tons of dressings and marinades out there, or even like cheese on broccoli, like a little cheddar cheese on broccoli. Like that's, it's delicious if the broccoli's not overcooked and like, you know, garbagey.
Well, I love the fact, Dawn, that you say it's okay to put a little cheese on there for flavor.
Oh my gosh. Here's what I think about it. Is I think cheese is pretty dangerous when you just have it like on a cheese board and you're just doing it hand over fist, you know, chunks and chunks and chunks. But I think if you're using cheese to eat more vegetables, that's where it's at. So like feta in salads or Parmesan on zucchini or like cheddar on broccoli. I mean, I'm going to eat a ton more vegetables if there's cheese on it. Let's just be honest.
I know you love everything to be fresh. I love grilled vegetables. And I saw something in the frozen food section a few weeks ago where they have the frozen grilled vegetables. Is that still okay? Because they tasted delicious. I'm sure they're filled with sodium, but it was fantastic.
Hey, I'm glad that you thought they were so tasty. I mean, part of why I sort of am always fresh, fresh, fresh. One is because a lot of my stores were picked over from the frozen section, so fresh was what was left, and so we've been eating a lot of fresh. But a lot of times the frozen can be sort of mushy, so like you have to find the ones that are good. So like your roasted or grilled vegetables that were so good are great. I love frozen kale and frozen spinach because you can put it right into like a marinara sauce and have a very quick, that's one of our biggest meals, is like garbanzo bean pasta with marinara sauce that has frozen spinach in it and a bunch of artichokes. And so it's like, boom, that's our very lazy. I love lazy meals. And we've been making a lot of lazy tostadas as well. I don't know if you're a tostada fan, but they're very easy.
Is that like the, it's like a big chip with stuff on it, right?
Yes. It's like an open-faced taco or a
right.
big chip. And I feel like everyone's all about like Taco Tuesday and everyone's tacos, tacos, tacos.
They are.
It's like, come on, people, give tostadas a little love because they're very easy to put a ton of vegetables on top. So we'll like put a little bit of like vegetarian refried beans on there, spinach, tomatoes, cabbage, all sorts of stuff. And then we melt a little cheese on there and it's delicious. And there's the tortillas. You can get, you know, like sprouted corn tortillas, or we use like almond flour tortillas. There's all sorts of healthy tortillas out there that you could turn in to a freaking lazy tostada anytime. They're the best. You can be a spokesperson for arugula and I can be a spokesperson for tostadas.
So
okay,
are you going to Whole Foods and getting the almond wraps and that's the tostado? Is that how you're making it?
Yeah, we crisp them up. Like we'll just get the, you know, the almond flour tortillas or even like sprouted corn, and we'll just put them in the oven for like, you know, 5-10 minutes until I smell the burning.
Right.
I'm like, wait a second, I think these are already burning. I pull them out and they're crisp. Like I prefer how you said it. Like it's like a big chip. I mean, come
it
on.
Is.
They're
it is.
So easy.
It is like a big chip. I want to get to some of these text questions right now. Is it okay? Do you count calories?
I don't. I do not count calories, but I'm also not calorie oblivious. So I call it being calorie conscious or calorie educated, right? So it's that middle of the zone of, you know, if you're totally clueless about calories, you're going to be in trouble. And if you're counting them and you're obsessed, you're going to be miserable. So that middle of the road is just like, yeah, I know about how many I call it calories-ish something is, you know, calories-ish.
Okay. 630 area code. I was just diagnosed with inflammatory arthritis. Any suggestions how or where I can find credible dietary recommendations?
Yeah, well, here's what I will tell you. The secret sauce to all of it is going to always be vegetables and healthy fats. Every single article you'll read, every single professional or guru that actually knows what they're talking about, those are the two food groups that are the most anti-inflammatory. It's vegetables and then good fats. And where do you find good fats? That's like olives, avocados, fish, for example, you know, olive oil, avocado oil, nuts, seeds. So those types of good fats and vegetables, along with little bits of other food. But I mean, at the core of an anti-inflammatory diet is really vegetables and good for you fat.
Why don't people listen to their body? They'll eat a certain food and they'll be bloated or inflamed and they won't cut that food out of their diet. Why is that?
Well, I'll give you an answer twofold. One, it tastes good, probably, right?
Right, of course.
Like, oh, instant gratification, baby. So that's probably part of it. And the other thing is, truly and truly, truly, if somebody is feeling very bloated from what they're eating, 90% of the time or more, it's because they are not chewing. Chewing. I'm telling you.
I laugh because that's me,
it's
folks.
It's a miracle. Yeah, it's a miracle. I mean, I have people who will, you know, pay for sessions with me, and I will say, you know, they'll say, oh my gosh, my, you know, doc, nobody knows what to do. I'm like, always so bloated, whatever. And then I say, hey, just chew your food, you'll be fine. And they're like, I've got to pay you for this advice. Like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, yes, but go try it. It'll change your life. And in fact, yep, sure enough, you know, 7 days later, they'll be like, this is unbelievable. How it could be that easy, I don't know. But that really is why people get bloated, is because they didn't start digestion properly, which is chewing your food. Well, that's really it.
Dawn, we're starving ourselves, too. I mean, if you're hungry, have a healthy snack in the afternoon so you're not starving yourself in between meals.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I love a good snack. And a snack for me is always produce plus protein. Produce gets you full. Protein keeps you full. And I just created what I call the big list of produce and protein snacks. There's over 50 ideas of how you could quickly put a produce item with a protein thing for a snack, like apples and almonds, or, you know, that kind of thing, like grape tomatoes and even a string cheese. So anyway, I'm a big fan of bridging one meal to the next. You're not crazy, because, Pete, you know, hungry people make horrible decisions. I mean, in life, it's not just food decisions, in all of life, everybody, you know, snapping, irritability, you know, no focus. It all goes back to hungry people make horrible decisions.
Yep. We all do the same thing. By the way, when is your next pantry party? By the way, follow Dawn on Instagram, DJ Blattner, B-L-A-T-N-E-R, DJ Blattner on Instagram. When is the next pantry party? People are asking.
Tomorrow. It's every single weekday at noon Central Time on my Instagram. And I have all the past episodes. If you're like, oh my gosh, how did I miss this magic? All the past episodes are on my IGTV.
You're the best. Thank you, Dawn. Have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. You too.
She is just wonderful. DJ Blattner on Instagram.